I'm going to get started. We'll call a meeting to order. Ask everybody to stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks.
Roll call.
Roll call. Okay, yeah. Call roll.
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay. Public participation. Anybody signed up?
Nope.
Okay. Minutes.
Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of January 2nd, 2024 be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Okay. And bills and payroll.
General administration, $45,298.65. Economic development, $75. Police, $11,618.92. Fire, $12,624.50. Street, $2,064.28. Parks, $5,252.34. Public health and safety, $1,433.57. Liability insurance, $75. Garbage, $54.14. Cemetery, $362.30. Water operations, $39,537.65. Sewer operations, $7,267.06. Motor fuel tax fund, $2,128.13. Warner Hospital Health Services operating account, $432,372.86.
Entertain a motion for approval of the bills and payroll.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Okay. Department, Public Affairs. I don't have anything in that department. And now we go down to streets and public improvements.
I'd just like to take a minute and employee just retired not even 2 years ago, Steve Brennan. If you notice today, just kind of like to recognize our department and street department. Many of the years I've worked alongside him, so is John, and he's a big loss. We're going to need
this guy.
And then also, just like to remind people, you know, when that time of year, luckily we haven't had much snow. Is remind people that we do have a 2-inch snow emergency routes. We appreciate people moving off these routes and even the side streets that helps us get things cleared out quicker and better, cleaner. So just want to remind everybody. And you know, last few years we've started enforcing a little bit, maybe give them warnings, you know, give people a chance, but just remind people. That's all right.
John, it's your turn.
Well, last few meetings I've not had a whole lot, but there was nothing normal in the last 48 hours. Steve was directly involved in a lot of it. I'm gonna let him kind of explain to the city and the people out here just what went on the last couple of days with the water department, street department, and all the guys. When it gets cold and nasty, everything seems to go to pot. And I'd like for him to just give you a little rundown of what's been going on.
Well, the guys are doing all the heavy lifting, but with these extreme temperatures, it's not uncommon for mains to break. Yesterday morning, starting about 4 a.m., we had a main break on South Alexander. And as old main breaks, they continue to break. And up and down Alexander from Main to 54, we ended up with four different leaks at four different times throughout the day. The guys put in about 19 hours yesterday. between water and street, just dealing with that. And then they had to go back today because they still had some issues to resolve today. We're hoping we see some temps warm up, but you've got an awful good crew out there that'll go out there in those sub-zero temperatures like that and fight those water main breaks. So, I mean, there's really not much more to say other than tough conditions. We need them to warm up a little bit. And I know we did have pressure issues over in that quadrant, but we were having to shut down to get the mains fixed. And that's just part of having an antiquated system. And that's just not just us, that's everybody. You can't upgrade your systems completely, but we have taken steps over the years and we clearly have more work to do. But yeah, the guys had a pretty rough day yesterday and we're kind of hoping they get a little break in the next
one. It wasn't much of a holiday in that one.
No, that was supposedly a city holiday, but it was definitely not a holiday in any stretch of the imagination. But you can be proud of the crews you have out there because boy, they fought it yesterday and they just never gave up on it. It was about 10:30 last night before they were able to get out and actually thaw out. It was just as bad. Temps are supposed to warm up in the next couple of days. The problem is sometimes, though, it's the fluctuation. It's not even the extreme temps. We can see more mains break as the temps pop up quickly. I'm not a scientist, but there's just something to do. That ground's moving when you have those temps swinging that radically. So it's possible to have some more. And we're really hopeful we don't have any house fires because that triggers things too. Danny knows if he's seen it. Let's just hope we have some calm for the next few days and we kind of recover from it all. South Alexander Street right now looks pretty rough. We'll do what we can as we can, but there are holes barricaded up and down it from Main down, but that due to water main breaks. And I think today we have a new system basically. The guys were all afternoon checking alarms, massive usages, things going on, and we're still kind of sorting some of that out. So we're hoping we weren't having frozen and broken lines and houses and things like that. But we did have a pretty long laundry list of checks on the alarm system today. And I still don't have all the info on that. But it's been a busy time in the water department for the past 48 hours.
2.5 pages of just the alarms and it does come in handy. I was there when Wade called a couple, and they had let water run so they wouldn't freeze, and they were going to be there this afternoon time, so they knew it. But they thanked him every time about, thank you for letting us know. If it had been something different, we would have been appreciative of taking care of it. Also had the water tower, the controls were freezing down in the bottom. We were having to keep an eye on that and run a lot of it by hand, so Wade was up pretty much all night. Just making sure everything ran smoothly. And I was hoping that Kyle was here because he was out there and he's been taking the lead on a lot of stuff, helping Lloyd. And I was hoping he was here tonight because I was going to have him come up and recognize him a little bit and let him explain. But I imagine he's finally getting some sleep. He left about 18 hours. He's pretty tired. So, but they are catching up, but it has been just horrible the last couple of days. It's every town, DeWitt, Kenny, all of them were having issues. Larger cities, same thing. It's not just us. And it's going to continue that way when you have older systems. And as we go with replacing and fixing, but you just don't have a pot of money that you just magically produce it and fix everything. But other than that, I commend all of them. Street department, I thank you for all your help. I know police department, everybody's out there working around and helping full time. Fire department, everybody gets out and helps. So I greatly appreciate it. So
also, I think your gentleman brought KMK brought his truck in with his bike. That's a little salamander, I believe.
You get the public comes and help. They understand. And you get a few that get upset. Well, I don't have any water. Well, as soon as we can get it back on, but we can't do it any quicker. And it's just as fast as we can get. But for the whole, they are understanding and they understand what's going on. And, those guys are out there frigid, and it's not easy. It is nice to see the public help too. They come by and ask if they need things. And so, just top to bottom, I appreciate each and every person and all the people who were out there and helped and patience and everything. And Steve, thank you for all your stuff too. Appreciate it. And that's all I have.
Safety.
I just got one thing. Along with the cold weather and stuff, fire department went over and assisted welding on a house fire, the six below night. That was a cold night for them guys too. So thank you, you guys. That's all I have.
Department of Finance don't have anything. Unfinished business.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1593, an ordinance approving the tower land lease agreement extension between the City of Clinton and MR System Wireless LLC.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion seconded. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Okay, motion's carried now.
Okay.
Oh, new business.
Yeah, motion to approve the bid for grind and haul brush, $8,600, and grind and haul leaves, $5,600 at the yard waste facility with R&R Services of Illinois, Inc. in the amount of $14,200.
I'd like to possibly see if we can move forward on this proposal on the schedule before we get this done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Second that.
Motion made and seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Okay, and we've got a couple.
Yeah, on file, we're going to place purchase of real estate, south portion of 812 West Leander Street for $26,600. And on file, approval of subdivision plat, Park Lane West subdivision.
Okay. So we're placed on file. Mm-hmm. Nothing else to come before the meeting. No closed session, so entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Still on.
Okay, paperwork time.
Uh-oh, closing.